Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Romeo. How can I help you?
Hi, Romeo. What company is this that I'm calling?
We are a third-party call center, and can we get started by getting your zip code?
98229.
We've gotten two bills on our credit card, and I don't know what they're for.
And their first and last name?
Holmes is the last name, H-O-L-M-E-S. First name, Patricia.
And can you verify your address?
2404 Lisa Lane, Bellingham, Washington.
And do you recall on March the 24th paying $1 or $2 for a sweepstakes for a vacuum, an iPad, or a tablet?
No.
Is there anyone else in the household who could have possibly made that purchase?
Well, we've got our credit card right here. You're saying a dollar for what, an iPad?
Yes, ma'am, for a dollar for a iPad or a vacuum, a iPad, or a tablet for that sweepstakes.
I don't think so, no. And then is that one where they have you sign up for something or say, yeah, I don't want to continue? Is that one of those things?
I'm not sure how you are explaining it, but one moment, if you don't remember.
No, I don't.
One moment.
Thank you.
No problem.
There's two charges. It's like $59, twice in the same. Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
To see if they can refuse to pay it.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. He's a call center.
Well, this guy can't do it.
He might.
Costco might.
Oh, I might have paid a dollar for a vacuum. That could be.
Why are you doing that?
So you do recall making that purchase, ma'am?
You know, I remember something about a vacuum cleaner. Yeah, like a vacuum. You just said you, I can't think of the name of it, vacuum cleaner. I don't know. I might have done that.
Yes, ma'am, and with the payment for that sweepstakes, it enrolled you into one of our Meal Planet apps. And the Meal Planet app does focus on how to use real food. And currently, we are discounting all future months, $20 off.
No, I didn't enroll in anything like that on purpose anyway.
One moment while I get your account counsel.
Sure.
Let's get the number of the people.
We got it.
No, we don't have their number. We have this
guy.
There's
a call center. He's going to cancel it. Shut up.
Just get his number.
What number do you want me to get?
The number of guys.
Yes, ma'am, and I did get your account counsel for you, ma'am.
Okay, can we get a refund on the ones that we inadvertently ended up paying for?
We can get you refunded 25% of that latest charge.
25% of the latest charge?
Yes,
what about
ma'am.
The first one?
Pardon me?
Well, we had two on there. One in March and one in April.
Yes, ma'am. We can only get you refunded 25% of that latest charge.
Okay, who else can I talk to? Is somebody at the company?
We do all follow the same protocol, ma'am, and a 25% refund is all we can do for you.
All right, and so, and what was supposed to happen with this money? What did I supposedly pay for?
That was the membership fee for our Meal Planet app, and would you like that refund?
Yes, please.
One moment while I get you refunded.
And you canceled it, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Scam.
Mm-hmm.
on the same bill. It's on this one bill. I didn't know what it was.
And that refund will be back into your account in 3 to 5 business days. And is there anything else I can assist you with today?
So am I going to get a vacuum cleaner for $1?
No, ma'am, you're not receiving that product. You were enrolled into a contest on March the 24th, and they picked the winners in a week from that day.
And so how did it end up that I got into this continuing thing?
You paid that $1 deposit for that vacuum.
Yeah, and then what?
And enrolled you into one of our meal planning apps.
Oh, without permission?
As it stated in the terms and conditions before you made that purchase, it was going to enroll you into that meal planning app.
Okay. All right. Well, it won't happen again, will it? All right. Thanks.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Bye.